WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Justin Finch. More could be dead in the devastating wildfires on the island of Maui, Hawaii. At least 36 lives lost so far. And this morning, firefighters are still trying to gain the upper hand.
We're also hoping that these winds die down just a little bit so that we can get those wildfires contained right now, because right now they are not contained. So there is concern about what that means for people here on Maui if those wildfires spread even farther.
ABC's Gio Benitez in hard-hit Lahaina. Nearly 300 buildings have burned. Airlines have added planes to help with evacuations. Inflation last month hitting 3.2% compared to a year ago. That's up slightly compared to June, but within expectations. Classes are canceled till Monday for Louisville, Kentucky area schools after the first day of classes yesterday saw school buses running severely late. School officials working to sort out the bus routes. This is ABC News. A new look at an old murder, the 1996 killing of rapper Tupac Shakur. ABC News has obtained audio from a search warrant last month.
We have a search warrant for the resident. You need to come out with your hands up.
It was a dark night in July when the Las Vegas SWAT team moved in, raiding the home of Dwayne Keith Davis, known as Keefy D. He has claimed he is one of only two people alive who witnessed the drive-by murder of Tupac Shakur, the other being Suge Knight, who's in prison for a deadly hit and run. For the first time from body-worn cameras, you're now hearing police move in and pull out Davis, who was angry about the raid.
Can you put this hand on top of your head for me for a second, please?
Police seized computers, photos, and other evidence. A grand jury will help decide if charges will be filed in the murder. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Barbie has already racked up more than $1 billion at the box office worldwide, and it's opening in even more theaters in several Middle Eastern countries, and Kuwait and Lebanon have already banned it. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The Appleton Area School District is expanding its sports offerings to high school students with disabilities. Starting this fall, Appleton schools will join the Fox Valley Association Adapted Sports League. Some of the sports include soccer, indoor floor hockey, and indoor wiffle ball. Students who participate in all three sports have a chance to earn a varsity letter. The Fox Valley Association Adapted Sports League sanctions games between area schools. A conservative activist law firm has a problem with a back-to-school event at Appleton East High School. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is asking the school district to cancel a freshman orientation event for students of color and their families only. Will says the event discriminates against white students. The school district says the event is one of many aimed at setting students up for successful high school careers. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
With John Mino and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
I'm going to start working on elliptical next door here. There's a fitness room.
Yeah.
I'm starting tomorrow. I am.
The elliptical's been there for 8 weeks. John's been here for 8 weeks, and he's going to start tomorrow.
I'm starting tomorrow.
Today's the first, John. Start today.
So that's my goal, is 13 pounds in 17 days.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over, so I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed, so I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, in 2 weeks, the Republicans are going to have their first debate in the city of Milwaukee. Wait a minute. Can you rewind that? In the city of Milwaukee. Wait a minute. When, who was it? Ron Johnson. No, it wasn't Ron Johnson. Oh, yeah, it was. When Ron Johnson was running against Mandela Barnes, they crucified the city of Milwaukee, Republicans, and said it was the worst place and the most dangerous place in the world. I remember reading that stuff every day. The city of Milwaukee, one of the most dangerous places in the United States to live, according to Republicans and the conservatives. Are they not concerned about that now that they're going to have the first debate for the Republicans here in the city of Milwaukee? And then next year, the 2024 Republican National Convention in the most dangerous, one of the most dangerous cities in the nation, according to conservatives? What happened? Either somebody's done a miraculous job to clean the city of Milwaukee up, or maybe they were just fudging things a little bit, Calvin. It's one or the other, man. Yeah, they were fudging, no question about it. Well, not fudging, they were actually lying. They're flat out lying. If Milwaukee was as bad as they said they purported it to be. But there's something bigger than that. The first black elected mayor for the city of Milwaukee, young man, 36 years old, Cavalier Johnson, has welcomed the Republicans with open arms. And I'll tell you something. He's had to suffer some slings and arrows along the way. There are Democrats who clearly did not want this to happen for many reasons. Number one, for what Republicans have and do portray about our city. You know, about how horrible it is. if you didn't know any better and you listen to conservative squawk radio, there would be no way possible that the Republican Party would have come within 1,000 miles of Milwaukee to have any kind of convention. I told you I've been around a while, and I know the history of it. So what happened? Why all of a sudden a city that the Republicans did not, and even the state Republicans, if it was up to the state Republicans, none of this would be happening in Milwaukee. That's an amazing thing to me. Because either the National Republican Party sees something that the state Republican Party doesn't see, you know, or, you know, I just, you know, have not figured things out. The National Republican Party is smiling. They're excited about being in the city of Milwaukee. At the same time, the state Republican Party is doing everything they can to dismantle it. What a contradiction. 844-967-2789. True. There are Democrats who are livid with Mayor Johnson. How dare you allow these people to come into the city and kind of take control over it when they've done everything within their power to hurt our city? I don't envy the mayor. He's a young man in a tough position who can't let politics, or did he let politics, influence his decision. Does the city need the money? The answer is yes. Does the city need the exposure that comes with nationally all eyes being on our city and what our city has to offer? Now, if you don't live in the city of Milwaukee and you haven't been there in a long time, you would know our city. Our city is very beautiful. Our city is absolutely becoming a stunning city. It really is. You drive through the lakefront, through downtown Milwaukee, and you'd be amazed. If you haven't been here or been there in 10 years, you would not even know our city. Our city is scheduled to be a destination place. You just heard the other day that the city of Milwaukee was listed as one of the top places in the United States for young professionals to live. City of Milwaukee. Young professionals are flocking to our city in record numbers. They see something that apparently conservative squawk radio doesn't see. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning to you, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I don't know where you get your information from. But
I live in Milwaukee first. Hey, Ken, I live in Milwaukee. That's number one. I'm talking about Milwaukee, the place that I live. That's where I get my information. I've been there for 69 years. Where do you get yours?
Earl, the population's been decreasing for the last 20 years in the city of Milwaukee. That's fact.
I don't know the exact numbers. Hey, Ken, did you hear me say anything about population?
You said everybody's flocking to Milwaukee. Did you not just say that 2 minutes ago?
I said, yeah, visiting. Milwaukee is a destination place. Okay, and young people with careers are flocking to Milwaukee. Those are facts.
Why is the population decreasing then?
The population decreased over the last 25, 30 years because industry left, Ken. And so the opportunities left. Many opportunities are returning, and Milwaukee is growing.
any rate, I was just going to talk about the Republican Party coming there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so the city of Milwaukee's got to split the bill for that.
It's got a what?
That's why the Republicans are going. The city of Milwaukee split the bill for that, $23.5 million for security and all everything else that goes with it. That's why the Republican Party's having a Milwaukee.
Basically,
the Democrats are paying for the Republican Party.
Hey, Ken, let me ask you, if I go according to your thought, your train of thought, let's try to do that. Can we try to go according to Ken's
let's
train?
Let's try our best.
Okay, let's attempt to do that. So Ken, when the Democrats hold conventions in conservative areas or Republican areas, it's the same thing, right? Based on what you say. That's why they go, because
they have done that.
Huh? You say what?
They haven't done that.
No, Democrats have held conventions. Democrats have held conventions in Republican strongholds before. You're wrong.
Yeah, well, isn't Georgia pretty Republican? And they just had it in Atlanta recently, within the last 10 years.
Well, I said we're going to try to go according to what Ken was saying.
Atlantic Democrat.
Yeah, so is Milwaukee. So your point makes no sense.
The point is that the Democratic Party is paying for the Republican Party convention. Isn't
no, they're not.
Hilarious?
Yeah, and no city is Republican. Yeah. So whether you're going to hold the Republican convention in the middle of nowhere.
The city of Milwaukee is not supplying security or everything else that goes
holding
the convention.
Hey,
Ken. Paying for it?
Are you aware of how much money the Republican Party has to raise? No, the city of Milwaukee is not paying for the convention. They're not.
They're not paying for it.
No.
They're not paying for all the policing and everything else that goes along with that.
No, they're going to be reimbursed for whatever that cost is. There's going to be some cost to the city, yes.
$23.5 million is projected that you taxpayers are paid for.
Okay.
For a Republican convention.
So, Ken, what's your point? What's your point?
The point is, why would you allow a Republican convention to come to your city to have to pay for it?
No. The question is, why is the Republican convention looking to come to a city that the state Republicans have called a hellhole?
Ken's solution is every Democratic city should not allow. So basically every city in the country should not allow the Republican Party to have a convention. That's Ken's solution.
No, I'm not saying they shouldn't allow. It's their decision if they want to or not. I'm just saying, isn't that ironic that the Democrat-controlled city is paying for it?
No, Ken. As I stated before we go to a break, I understand that Milwaukee gets an opportunity to show the nation how beautiful our city is and what we have to offer. So I understand that. They're flattered. The city of Milwaukee is flattered that they asked our city to hold that convention. There's gold in them Nar Hills, if you know what I mean.
There's gold in your taxpayer pocket that you guys are paying for.
Okay, man. Okay, thank you very much for the call. Calvin, we tried, right?
Yeah, we tried.
All right. That's all we can do, man. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned? or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 78 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight lows dip down to about 59. Overcast skies. Tomorrow scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 77. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Saturday with daytime highs approaching 79. 76. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yes, the city of Milwaukee has the Republican convention in 2024. And the debate that is coming up in a couple of weeks, first debate. And it is. It's... the city of Milwaukee is in the spotlight. And as I said before, if you haven't been to our city in a while, you would not know it. I remember not so long ago when people made fun of the city of Milwaukee and everything was Laverne and Shirley. Maybe you guys don't remember Laverne and Shirley, but we were this beer town, backwards beer town. It took a long time for Milwaukee to get rid of that. And that all we were known for was beer and bowling and factories. That's not the case. As I was driving over the Home Bridge the other day, I looked out and saw a cruise ship. I mean, it's a big deal, a cruise ship docked in Milwaukee. A destination place. That's what our city is. That's what it's become. And so the mayor is certainly, putting this out there for the world to see. Republicans have been on the attack for months against crime-ridden cities run by Democrats. But now they're singing Kumbaya when putting on their events here in Milwaukee. We're going to be gracious. This is the mayor. We're going to be gracious hosts because that's what you should be, Johnson said in an interview with Politico. We're asking everyone to be on their best behavior. As a Democrat, could I have stood up and said we're not going to be welcoming to the RNC or we don't want them in our community? I mean, I could have done that, but that's the easy way out, Johnson said. Top of mind for both Republicans and Democrats in Milwaukee ahead of the debate. Security. Johnson and Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniels are paying attention to where debate protesters might gather and how traffic patterns play out at the debate, something that will inform planning for the next year's convention. So for Milwaukee, Milwaukee has no permit applications for protests. So far, Milwaukee has no permit applications for protests. The biggest question surrounding debate planning is whether or not Donald Trump is going to appear. And yes, it is an honor for the city to be able to put on these major conventions as she cleans herself up and pretties up herself. And I'm telling you, a very, very beautiful city. Our lakefront can be compared. You know, across the nation, there are people who have built on their rivers, you know, river walks and those kinds of things. Well, guess what? We've got a river, and it's been built on, and Sandy and I are going to walk that river this afternoon. Beautiful. If you've never walked the river walk in Milwaukee, you don't know what you're missing. You could put that anywhere. But not only do we have a river walk, we've got a lake. Beautiful. Absolutely stunning. Milwaukee's on the rise. Really is. Let's go to Tom. Tom, quickly.
Oh, yeah, Earl. Yeah, Earl, if you look at what Ken did right there, is a Scott Walker trick. It's called divide and conquer. I hope any of the Republicans out there that listen to this show, that are actually sensible Republicans, will realize that that should become up as a flashing warning sign that Republicans are trying to divide the people in Wisconsin, not bring everyone together or divide people in the country. That is their strategy, always to divide us, never to bring us together. We, the people, all of us are the government, and we must never forget that. But people like Ken and people that want to divide us, they're the ones that made Wisconsin into the problems that's had over the last Scott Walker.
What Ken couldn't comprehend is a simple question that I asked. How is it that the National Republican Party sees Milwaukee as welcoming and somewhere they want to do this big event, these events, and yet state Republicans say it's the most dangerous place in the world? If you listen to Robin Voss, nobody from the state should ever travel into the city of Milwaukee. But the National Republicans say, hey, we love Milwaukee. It's not what they said it is. Somebody's not being truthful, and I think it's on the state level.
Yeah, I've been to Milwaukee. It's an absolutely beautiful city in the last couple of years. And industry is coming back. It is on the rise.
Well, and young and people, man, young like people. Young people are graduating from universities, man, and all over this country, and they're coming to Milwaukee.
Absolutely, and I think that someone like Ken, who is from the great state of Wisconsin, would actually say this is a good thing. This is a good thing that we're actually bringing commerce into this, into the city. And cities should not be either Democratic or Republican. Cities are cities, and this is about commerce, and this is about bringing more money into the state, and also giving the state a very clear view of everything that is opposite of what the Republicans said during Barnes running for office.
Hey, Tom, we got it. We got to run. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. More could be dead in the devastating wildfires on the island of Maui, Hawaii. At least 36 lives lost so far. And this morning, firefighters are still trying to gain the upper hand.
We're also hoping that these winds die down just a little bit so that we can get those wildfires contained right now, because right now they are not contained. So there is concern about what that means for people here on Maui if those wildfires spread even farther.
ABC's Gio Benitez in hard-hit Lahaina. Nearly 300 buildings have burned. Airlines have added planes to help with evacuations. Inflation last month hitting 3.2% compared to a year ago. That's up slightly compared to June, but within expectations. Classes are canceled till Monday for Louisville, Kentucky area schools after the first day of classes yesterday saw school buses running severely late. School officials working to sort out the bus routes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A noxious combination of swimming pool chemicals is to blame for a hotel in Grand Chute being evacuated for a time last night. The call came from Federated Way at about a quarter after five. Grand Chute Fire Department and the Appleton Fire Department's hazmat team cleaned it up. After that, hotel staff and guests were allowed to go back in at about 7. The Appleton Area School District is expanding its sports offerings to high school students with disabilities. Starting this fall, Appleton schools will join the Fox Valley Association Adapted Sports League. Some of the sports include soccer, indoor floor hockey, and indoor wiffle ball. Students who participate in all three sports have a chance to earn a varsity letter. Fox Valley Association Adapted Sports League sanctions games between area schools. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. With big singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. With big singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
We'll be right back.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Mandrill. Oh, man. Forgot what I wanted to say. Anyway, listen to this. You know, I said this. When Mitch McConnell, a couple weeks ago, lost his thought, his train of thought, and stared into that camera. And even though I've had my issues with Mitch McConnell over the decades, and say years, over the decades, man, I had compassion for him. Because I saw, you know, a human being that was suffering, struggling. I didn't see a Republican. I didn't see a guy who has done and said some things that I didn't agree with. I saw a suffering man made of flesh and blood just like me. I didn't see a powerful man. I saw a poor guy who needed some compassion. And which is what we as human beings should do. But that's not what has happened in his home state of Kentucky. I just, you know, people just, it's amazing to me how they are or how we are. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, could barely be heard giving a speech to his Kentucky constituents over the weekend over boos and chants of retire. Ditch Mitch. Shame on you, old man. I mean, these are constituents of his. The people who have voted him in. What is wrong with people? You know, what did the man do, Calvin? But showed some signs that he's human and he's not a robot, he's not a machine. And the evil consequences of time that will overtake all of us. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how physically strong you are. The evil consequences of time will overtake everything that's living. Because, you know, we're all born to die. So while Mitch McConnell was trying to have a conversation to his constituents, they really let him have it. He addressed the crowd at the Fancy Farm Picnic, an annual political event in the state less than 2 weeks after a scare that brought a new wave of concerns about the senator's health an age. This is my 28th Fancy Farm, and I want to assure you, it's not my last, McConnell said Saturday. McConnell, during the event, praised local Republican leaders and criticized Democratic policies ranging from inflation to COVID-19 restrictions. Now, even with McConnell saying those things, criticizing Democrats and all of that, he was still heckled. Ribbing is a common part of the political event, but the heckling targeting McConnell was notably loud after questions emerged about his health. During a press conference in Washington late last month, McConnell froze mid-sentence for almost 30 seconds. The 81-year-old Republican had to be escorted from the lectern and an aide to the senator told USA Today at the time McConnell felt lightheaded and stepped away for a moment, but was sharp upon return. You know, we wouldn't be even having this conversation if it wasn't an issue with the president of the United States and the fact that people have made it such a major issue for him. You know, let's go to the phone lines and David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. You know what? I'm not surprised, unfortunately, in what you're talking about here. And the reason why I say that is we've seen time and time again, I'm going to use Dianne Feinstein as another senator that has been ridiculed and what have you. And yes, she is old. And yes, she is, you know, she doesn't know what's really going on. There's no question. But at the end of the day, there's been very little compassion. They need to get rid of her and whatever. And really in reality is, you know, like with Mitch McConnell, and you're just saying, I feel bad for him in seeing what happened because he was a deer in headlights. And, you know, I also feel bad for Mr. Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania. I mean,
do you feel bad for Joe Biden?
I do. I really do because he is definitely the elevator's not going to the top floor anymore. It's just very obvious. And unfortunately, you know, we have as a society, and it's very tricky with when people get to this point, and we're seeing this in live time now, when you get to a certain point in your age where you really are kind of almost reverting back to where, and I'll even use my dad as an example, where like now I'm the parent and he's the child and you got to worry about everything.
Well, David,
any little thing could happen.
So David,
yeah,
that's all of us. As I stated earlier, not one of us escapes that. If we live long enough, that is our future. All of us.
Yeah, it is. And we'll be very fortunate. I'll be honest with you. And I think I told this to you before, as well, you know, with my wife, where she works at a senior home, they're walking history books. They're literally walking, living history books.
Yeah, and yet we don't take advantage of it.
We do not. And a lot of these seniors, you go into these nursing homes, they're all by themselves. The kids might come by maybe once every couple months. You know, some are
so daily, so Dave. Few. Dave, before you get so far down the road, the fact that Mitch McConnell is suffering this fate, and you know, people wouldn't have said any of those things had they not saw him on television. But yet those who have supported him all this time are ready to cast him aside.
And I think you've seen a change of, you know, society in general, of compassion towards, you know, elderly human beings, other things. It's a stark difference. I don't ever remember when I was growing up as a kid ever seeing that, you know, in my lifetime, but today, boy, you see it everywhere.
And again, that is because the people who look at the elderly from the perspective of poor, feeble people, they're younger, and they don't realize that, hey, as long as you can wake up in the morning and breathe in the breath of life, you're still here. You still have the capacity to love, to give love, to receive love, and that's the most powerful of all. And so we don't realize it when we're younger. The more I get to that time of my life, the more I realize what that is, right? The older we get. But you don't, that's the part of wisdom that you don't get until you get to live to be long enough to understand that. You know, I don't care how many PhDs you have. It can't replace the wisdom of having lived long enough to understand things. I remember a wise man once saying that you don't know how to live until you've reached 70 years old. And by the time you really understand it all, it's almost time to check out. So, yeah, man, we got people who don't appreciate it, don't understand, and that one day it may just well be them, if they're lucky. Thank you for the call. CJ, you're up.
Well, thanks, Earl. I was on hold about the Milwaukee situation. I am glad they're coming. The GOP's coming to Milwaukee. And Calvin's right. Most of these major cities are run by Democrats.
Okay, so wait a minute. So respond to what I said about state Republicans who didn't think much and don't think much of the city of Milwaukee, but yet the national Republicans think enough of it that they're all excited about coming here. Where's that contradiction, man? Where'd that come from?
Because it highlights the mismanagement of funds that you're
If that's the case, CJ, if that's the case, then why has the National Republican Party decided to come? They didn't say, there's a misuse of funds in the city of Milwaukee. We're not coming.
No, it's highlighting it. And they've been
highlighting what, CJ?
Can I answer?
No. Highlighting what? What is it highlighting?
You just voted on a tax increase.
What is the National Republican Party highlighting, the state Republican Party highlighting about the city of Milwaukee that the National Republican Party has disavowed?
I'm trying to explain it to you, but you keep turning my mic off. You just voted on a tax increase, right, for your city, right?
What about it?
Due to mismanagement.
It wasn't due to mismanagement.
What does it matter?
It's
an example.
I try to have a conversation with you, man. I really do. I really do, man. You don't know how hard I try. But I can't. I can't, man, because you don't get it. Thank you very much for the call. Anyway, I wanted to get back to this, the aging thing, and how now the attack on Mitch McConnell from his own, the folk who have elected him and who did not think it a problem until recently, and we just saw poor Mitch McConnell on television, and the fact that he is now, being cast as this guy who should be getting out of Dodge. Listen, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts. We'll be right back.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and Oconee counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer.
and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with host Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 78. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 59. Tonight, partly cloudy. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 77. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 79. 76, chance for scattered showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. If you keep on treating me the way you do, ooh, you're gonna make me love somebody else. If you keep on treating me the way you do, I ain't nothing to you.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, it is more than nauseating to continue to see where the nation is headed and in this internal rot politically in this country that has been fostered by a man who, for whatever reason, you know, we look at this man, Donald Trump, and we know he's a cartoonish character. I mean, come on. We know that. Nobody can look at him and take him seriously. Not from the perspective of, should this man be the most powerful man in the world again? Has he done something that says, yeah, we should give him a second chance? I don't think anybody who's lucid really believes that this man deserves a second chance at this. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Maybe Tom does. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. I know how you are already. I heard that. as a human being, yes, I felt watching Mitch up there getting booed and everything. But I also look at it as, like, this is the man who is one of the architects who put us in this situation for upholding or delaying a vote for Obama, for Garland to be Supreme Court Justice.
Oh, yeah.
And other things that, you know, we don't have a lot of time here. So other things that he has done. He is one of the reasons why these people are acting this way. I mean, look at CJ. Does he ever come across as someone who wants to have a normal, laid-back conversation? He is always aggressive, always. You know, you don't listen to it, you don't do that, you don't, you know, he's always accusing. And that was fostered by people like Mitch McConnell, who encouraged Trump and his ilk to be like that, to try to create chaos and anger and everything. I mean, that's one reason that in public, I hear people, like, I was at a bar the other day, and I heard people talking about the Biden crime family.
Yes.
And I'm just kind of listening in, and I'm shaking my head. I kept quiet because I'm not going to argue with people like CJ. What is the point? You're never going to convince them. They are angry, and they remain angry, and they will not calm down. And Mitch McConnell was one of the architects that allowed our society to get to this point.
You know, Tom, the fact of the matter is you realize where the society is right now. And the society is wounded, right? The society of this nation is in a horrible place. No question whatsoever. Did Mitch McConnell play a role in that? Yes, he did. But when you saw him there, helpless, you know, all those things didn't even come into your mind, right? You saw just a helpless soul standing there. And, you know, it's a tough thing, right?
All the achievements, at least the achievements in his world that he did, that he, I'm sure, feels very good about, that he really accomplished all this, because this is what they want to believe. This is what they like to believe. And now he's getting booed for this. I think he wondered, where did I go wrong?
So,
Why are these people doing this?
And you may say it's poetic justice. Thank you very much for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. Hey, Bill, you got the last of it, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Earl. So this is for CJ. CJ, I want you to listen to Dan O'Donnell. Then I want you to call in and either agree with him
He's not going to get on. He's not going to get on, Dan O'Donnell.
He won't even get on the air, and they call it the Dan O'Donnell Talk Show. Come on, Dan. I talk to his screener all the time. I said, what is Dan so afraid of? Today, he was saying how the fake electrics, electoral votes was just all a scam. It never happened. And I wanted to call him and say, well, then let's ask Ron Johnson to take an oath and swear to that. Well, he won't let me on there because they don't want dissent. CJ, listen to Dan O'Donnell and try and get on his show just once.
Well, listen, if he wants public theater, that's the place to go. You know, those people don't allow callers, period, for most of the time, because their job is to inculcate the listeners with what they want them to know. And maybe if I'm the host and I've got nothing of importance to talk about, maybe we'll go to the phone lines. Okay? But other than that, it's indoctrination. And some people love to be indoctrinated. You know, I just happen to believe that all the years that I listened to talk radio, me being indoctrinating people is not what I'd ever want to do, even if I had the capabilities of doing that. People have their own brains, their own minds, and there's something about it when hosts and when radio stations, and that's what Fox News does and others, and their whole purpose is to indoctrinate people. It goes back to Bill. I was talking about a guy this yesterday who got murdered or killed by the FBI because he was indoctrinated by that conservative mismatch to the degree that he made threats and threatened to kill the president of the United States, the vice president of the United States, and even made threats to kill FBI, people. And in the end, he wound up, losing his life because of being indoctrinated by people over these airways. These airways are sacred, and they should be held with highest honor and esteem for us to even be on them. So never going to have me trying to influence anybody to follow me. Got to go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Calvin. See you guys on tomorrow.
You know him
as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic.